Philadelphia's Rosenbach Museum and Library has a new event series that explores and celebrates one of the books in its special collection. The museum features art and books that were collected by the Rosenbach brothers who lived in Philly in the 19th century. WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada visits the Rosenbach for this week's Feel Good Friday story.
Stepping into the library at the Rosenbach feels a bit like stepping into another century. Leather reading chairs, artwork, and of course, hundreds of books in dark wood cabinets from over 150 years ago.
This is Dr. Rosenbach's collection.
My tour guide, Edward Pettit, fits right in. He has a long, pointy, white beard, smokes a pipe, and loves books. That's why he produces programs about them for the Rosenbach.
Let me show you the Austin books. These are the first editions.
Ed pulls out three volumes of Pride and Prejudice.
And here we go, the first line, chapter one. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. Which is absolutely supposed to be taken as funny.
This is the book that's the inspiration for his latest program series, Austin Mondays. Every Monday evening for the next 23 weeks, Ed will dive into all things about the book and the beloved author, along with co-hosts and special cocktails, too. Ed says the program will speak to fans of Pride and Prejudice and also to those who are new to it.
I think it is the story that works very well for people today. It's about finding a partner you can love and respect at the same time. And that still goes today, and people love that story.
As someone who recently read the book for the first time, I wholeheartedly agree. Elizabeth Estrada, WHYY News.